Welcome once again to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Here's your host, Derek Knight, and his little sidekick, Colin Burton.
It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With us, as always, via the magics of the Skype, is Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Hi, listeners.
No, it's hi, listener.
Oh, listener.
Listener.
Sorry, I was...
That's right. It's the first show of the second year. The show is only 1 year old, and yet we're still cursing like sailor. And you still... I liked how you varied it, though. You changed things up.
Yeah, I did. I decided to fight the power.
Fight the power.
You being the power, I'm fighting.
Me being the power, and you fighting it by what?
By changing it up. Yeah. By not kowtowing to your demands.
My demands that you be more creative, so then
you didn't demand me to be more creative. You demanded me from like the first show to say the same thing every time. I'm saying no more.
Well, it's a new year. It's a whole new year O shows, and so it's a whole, you can do whatever you want as long as, you know, it's not, as long as I don't deem it to be stupid. How's that?
Oh, okay.
And I'll let you know by editing it out, but you won't know because you don't listen to the show.
Right.
So you'll never know.
You've got me. That's true. I won't.
That's right. Anyhow, some time ago in our first year, we learned a valuable lesson, and that is that we should never try to report or comment on the news. And so that's why we're going to comment on things that are going on in the news.
Yay.
Because we don't learn our lesson.
Well, also, this one isn't several weeks in advance, so.
That's right. This one's only 2 days in advance. Right. So I think we can try to get kind of current and not be so far out of it that I have to do little updates the day I edit it.
Because that always sucks.
No, it was all right.
I know. I know. It amused me. I liked it, actually.
Oh, so you did listen to that show.
That was back when I listened, yeah.
Oh, back when you listened. So when did you stop listening? When did we lose you as a listener?
Probably around episode 12, maybe? I don't know.
Well, you know, it shows some resilience for you.
Yeah.
Anyhow, one of the big, big news items that unfortunately I think is getting way too much play is the Smells Like Whore Paris Hilton. She went to jail, then she was released from jail, and then in a move that almost restores my faith in the legal system, she was sent back to jail by the judge in the case, who was quite angry at the sheriff for letting her go in the first place. Of course, after she was released initially, her lawyers had said that she had an unspecified medical condition.
Mm.
I think you have one of those. I have several myself. For starters, my belly hurts, so don't send me to jail ever.
Yeah. See, I like that, though. It's kind of like you'd think he said psych when he pulled her back into jail. Here's freedom. Oh,
yeah,
no,
we'll let
no
you out.
Freedom for you just yet.
Yeah. So you're not feeling good? You want to go home? Yeah. Okay, no. Stay in jail.
Yeah.
Of course, she did get to spend like 1 or 1.5 days of house arrest at her multi-million-dollar estate. Okay, thanks, bye. I mean, that's, you know, how exactly can the sheriff, I mean, the sheriff cannot possibly justify this. If somebody does a crime, they need to do the time. And she's getting, number one, she's getting way too much attention over
Well,
this.
She's been getting way too much attention for way too long anyway.
Well, you're right. It's who asked the question? Was it our boss that asked the question last week? What exactly is she famous for?
I don't know. Did you?
And the answer to that is we don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, she's one of those famous for being famous people and being rich.
And yet there were still people out there that were sad that she was being sent to jail. And there was an internet petition circulating. And I actually dropped some of my MySpace friends who were asking for people to sign the stupid petition to keep Paris Hilton out of jail. I mean, but they were filler friends anyway.
Yeah.
You know, to hell with them. They're not, you know, it's not like they stop by. They don't write. They don't call.
Yeah.
So good riddance to them. And, you know, my goal on MySpace, by the way, I do have a MySpace, and you have a MySpace too.
Such as it is, yeah.
So, listener, you could be our MySpace friend. Wouldn't that be cool? But my MySpace goal is 54 friends. I have 52 now, but some of them are fillers. But 54 is the magic number. I want to keep my friends at 54. So I want to have 54 actual friends. That's why I have those fillers. You know, they're like bands or comics or, you know, people that can be dropped in place of real actual friends that I want to keep in case I were to push over that magical limit of 54. And so as such, if you're a regular listener to the cast, listener, and you have MySpace and you're not our friend yet, then just be my damn friend already. It's myspace.com/sonofcheese. And Colin, what's yours?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Not right offhand, no.
It's not like Penn Sketch or...
It Colin... probably is Penn Sketch.
Well, that's...
MySpace, okay. Whatever.
I'll tell you what, listener. Go to my MySpace, myspace.com/sonofcheese.
And you can find me there.
And then you can find Colin, because he's in my top friends. And he doesn't have any pictures posted because he's shy.
No.
But he does have a large residence-esque eye. And so if you click on the large residence-esque eye that says Colin underneath it in my top friends, there's Colin. And so you can be both of our friends, listener.
Mm-hmm.
Just be our damn friend already.
Just don't look like a spam bot, otherwise I'll just not approve
not
you at
only
all.
Will you not click it, you'll make fun of it. You'll take a screenshot of it and you'll make fun of it on your
possibly,
tiny
but I mean, lately, I just look at the picture, and if it looks slutty, I just
oh,
don't.
Yeah. Automatically, the slutty picture, what is it like? Marissa wants to be your friend. Guy wants to be your friend, and it's all the same shit. Hi, pal. I saw your profile. You look hot. Maybe you should check me out on the site that allows nudity. It's like,
exactly. And one time I had two different names with the same picture.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I get that all
the
time.
Same time.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So, if it's somebody that is showing up in the little preview picture with a bikini on or in any sort of even remotely slutty pose, deny.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, sometimes just for fun, I click through to see how many friends they have. And, you know, it's all those pathetic loser gangbanger guys. They're like, hey, and they've all left comments. Hey, baby, when you coming down? When you coming down? It's like, she's not coming down, man.
She doesn't exist.
Bot. God.
What I really like is when I click through.
Go ahead.
Okay, you're breaking up all over the place, but I like when you click through and you see nothing but spam bots as their friends. All their friends are spam bots and leaving spam comments. It's just great.
That serves them right.
Yeah.
The one you did make fun of on your blog this last week, I've had ones like that where the ones that I've had aren't as blatant as yours. Actually, that maybe they kind of are. The click through and it says on under their picture, that's not a picture of me, that's a girl I like, or that's my friend. It's like,
really, you see that? I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, well, you know, you probably have stopped clicking through. You've got to click through to get to the fun stuff that you can make fun of.
Sometimes I actually have some stuff in the wings, so to speak, but you know, I don't want to overload on one type of thing too much.
You don't want to be a one trick.
You don't want to be a one trick Colin. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and plus, you can always post the spam stuff to Spamapalooza, which is your baby, and I think I posted more on that than you have.
Maybe.
You know, but
maybe
the problem is I'm getting the same types of spam. It's hard to make fun of the same types of spam over and over. I mean, I did get the one that said, "Here comes the big dick fairy," but I wanted to save that for my stand up routine at the end of the month.
Right.
Because, and it was a short. I mean, it was, here comes the big dick fairy, but it was a short spam. So there wasn't much there to make fun of, ironically enough. But speaking of online petitions and the legal system, because we so were, here's a name that you probably don't know, Colin. It's Gennaro Wilson.
Oh, yeah, Gennaro.
So you do know Gennaro Wilson?
No.
No.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
He doesn't owe you money.
I was trying to play along there, and you just had to ask that question. You couldn't have just rolled with it. No.
No, well, this is actually serious business. Gennaro Wilson's sentence was voided on June 11th by a Georgia judge. Seems that there are still several ass-backward southern states with ass-backward southern laws still on them ass-backward southern book. You see, back when Gennaro was 17 years of age, he accepted a blowjob from a 15-year-old female while at a New Year's Eve party. Now, don't ask me how he got caught. I don't know. But he did. Because of a law that was on the books at the time, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison as a child molester and required to register as a sex offender.
Wow.
The law that incarcerated Wilson has since been struck from the books in Georgia.
So now,
in spite of that, Wilson continued to rot in prison. Now, though, nearly 28 months into his prison term, his sentence is finally void, and he will be going home.
So they voided the law, so it's okay to now get blowjobs from 15-year-olds in the South?
No, under that circumstance, they changed it to a 12-month misdemeanor as opposed to a 10-year felony, and they changed it to an offense that does not require you to register as a sex offender.
That's interesting.
Yes, his charges were reduced to that new lesser charge, and he'll be credited with his time served, so he'll be able to go home and he won't have to register as a sex offender. Now, this was actually initially something which Penn Jillette mentioned on his now-defunct radio program some time ago, and he implored people to go and sign the online petition. I went and I signed it, and this one actually seems to have worked. It brought attention to the case, and so if it worked even a little, then I'm happy. I officially registered my outrage with the state of Georgia via the petition, and because I did so, I'm sure I'm not welcome there now because of it. But hey, Gennaro Wilson will be a free man, and I can avoid Georgia because I am pretty good at avoiding things that are easy to avoid, like Georgia. Right. You don't. I mean, it's not like on my list of, oh, shit, I've got to go to Georgia today. No, I don't ever have to go to Georgia at all.
It's not like you live there or anything.
That's right. I'm so good at avoiding things, it's like a specialty with me.
I avoid France somewhat, so
far. Well, you know, so far. Well, and you were close. You were pretty close to France when, you're,
but I mean,
when you were in the Air Force.
Heather wants to go to France, so odds are I'm going to wind up going at some point, but
and
up until
convince
then.
Her that, convince her that there's a lot better places to go than France. Like, say, Sweden.
I don't know. I don't think I can do that. She really loves France.
Why does she love France so much?
I'm not sure.
Are we even related?
Apparently you are. I've seen pictures of you as children together.
I know. But enough of all that junk. Real quick, we're going to talk to our listener.
Okay.
Hey, listener, evil science chick. Thank you for being a faithful listener from the beginning. Fuck Montrose. And I got a question for you. Which Heather do you demand more of? I mean, we can grant your request, but we need to know which Heather you crave. And that ends transmission to listeners.
Maybe we should gather up like 20 Heathers and have them all in a room.
More Heathers.
The official Heather show.
Yeah, more Heathers.
More Heathers more of the time on the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Yeah, I bet we could do that.
We could. Well, we have at least got three that we know of.
Right.
And I'm sure there's more out there.
At least 17.
It was quite a popular name in the 70s, I'm told.
Yeah.
So anyway, personal note, I finally broke down and purchased an iPod.
Did you?
Yeah, you know, and you're the same way. You've been a faithful Apple supporter. I've been a Mac user since I was in junior high. But since they released the iPod, I never did see a need for it. I've had a handful of ersatz pods to this date, and they've filled the void to a point. But the Apple Store, they got me finally. They had those cute little second-generation iPod shuffles, the one that's like they clip right to you.
Right.
And they're a gig, and they were refurbished, and they were on sale for a mere $50. So I caved in, and I'm part of the collective now. My shiny little iPod shipped today, as a matter of fact, and since we're recording this on the 11th, it shipped on the 11th. And so I'll have it clipped to my person, wandering around, listening to whatever it is that I'm prone to listen to on an iPod in no time.
Well, congratulations.
I know, I'm gonna be one of the cool kids. I mean, you've had an iPod for some time.
Yeah, but you see, I didn't buy mine from Apple. I
know, like many of the Trevor. Nice things you have.
Not many
you
of
picked
them.
It up from your brother Trevor.
Many of the nice things, no.
I mean, come on. Trevor doesn't seem to make the best decisions as far as purchases go. I mean, he recently traded two guitars replete with amplifiers to you for what, a goddamn Roomba?
Well, only one amplifier, no connector cable, and no guitar straps at the moment.
But two guitars and an amplifier for a fucking Roomba.
Yeah, but he wasn't using the guitars. They were taking up space, so...
It doesn't matter.
He was willing to make that trade. And originally, the funny thing was, I asked for one guitar, and he tossed the other one because he said, I'm not interested. So, yeah.
Well, I got shit to trade. I mean, like, okay, Trevor, your goalie pads and stuff, you're not using them, and I've got stuff. Let's talk trade. I might need a new glove soon. I don't have a Roomba, but...
It amuses me that you think he listens to the show.
You never know. You never know.
I've got
stuff to trade, and obviously he's in a trading mood. He's like a crazy used car dealer. Woo, bring anything on trade.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Let me know how that goes.
Obviously, you don't have any faith that transaction will be made.
No, I don't think he'd let go of his hockey stuff.
Why? It's not like he's playing hockey anymore.
He might be.
No, he's not.
You don't know that.
I know who plays in the leagues around here, and I know it ain't Trevor.
Maybe he just does pickup hockey. Maybe he's not playing in a league.
I doubt it, man.
You could certainly.
I'm going to make better use of that stuff than he will. I'm just saying.
Go ahead and talk to him. I don't know, though.
I'm just saying.
Are you just saying?
I'm just saying. Well, anyway, another first for me, and it's not a first, but it's a rarity. I actually saw a movie in a theater over the weekend.
What did you see?
The wife and I went to see Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
What did you think?
Which is a 3-hour odyssey into the quite strange. And I think part of the problem I had with them, it's not that I didn't like it, it's that it was very, very slow.
I've heard that some scenes could have definitely been shortened. We plan on seeing it on Friday, so.
Yeah, I won't go too much into the details, but I think part of the problem with me seeing it this weekend was that I had watched the first one very recently, but I haven't seen the second one since I saw it in the theater.
Ah.
And so I wasn't quite as fresh on the whole...
Where it all left off.
Where it left off, but... I mean, I remember that they had gone to see the spooky voodoo lady, and She had already brought Barbossa back to life, which was good, because of all the characters in the series, he's my favorite.
She brought him back to life?
Yeah, don't you remember that?
I didn't know that she brought him back. I just knew he was there. He came down the stairs. So, look at you spoiling shit.
No, no, no. It was understood that she was who you go to because she asked. She said, so, you know, what would you do to bring Bad Jack back? And then down comes Barbossa.
Did you say Jack Black?
No, Bad Jack Back.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Listen! Anyway, yeah, no, she brought Barbossa back. That was understood. That was understood in the second one.
Okay.
I'm not ruining anything for
you. Fine.
How else do you think he came back?
I didn't know.
Do you think the monkey stuffed a coin in his pocket?
No, I didn't even want to guess. So, I was just waiting to see.
Okay. I think that may have been why I didn't like the second one very much, because there was no Barbossa at all.
Yeah.
And you know, Jeffrey Rush, for all his shortcomings, makes a fine pirate captain.
Yeah, he does.
That's all I got to say.
More of guidelines, really. Yeah, that's a good movie.
Well, I will say something. They are not just guidelines.
No. The pirates don't code.
You'll find that out in the third one. They are not just guidelines.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm. So a little bit of a spoiler for you, but in the third one, it is revealed that the code is not just guidelines.
Okay.
Not mere guidelines. But yeah, I mean, be prepared to have a numb ass after you watch that one. I'll tell you right now.
I've watched other three-hour movies. I think I can manage.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying that you won't be able to manage. I'm just saying be prepared to just be going, God, is this ever going to end? I mean, it's not like it's not devoid of action, and certainly not devoid of fine cinematography and good fight scenes and all manner of CGI.
But, right.
A wee bit slow. A wee bit slow. Could have easily been a two-hour movie. So maybe it's like 2 hours and 40, 2 hours, 50 minutes. So it's not a full 3 hours, but it's damn close.
So
you want to eat before you watch the movie.
Right. Did they leave a room open for a fourth one?
I believe that they did. And, of course, with the first two, you know you have to stay to the end.
Right.
After the credits to see an extra scene. And I also will have to say that the extra scene that's after the credits in this one is, it's not really, it's not worth waiting.
Not worth it? Hmm.
I didn't think so.
I could probably find it on YouTube. Something.
I'm sure you can, but why would you want to ruin it?
No, I mean after the movie. We can just come home and I'll do a search on YouTube. Final scene.
No, stick around.
Ah.
I did it. You're going to have to do it too. It's like paying your dues, man. Yes. Stick around, see the extra scene.
Not paying your dues was having to sit through all the commercials and crap that they have before even showing previews in the theater.
Oh, see, we showed up. We walked into the theater right as that started.
Ah, look at you.
Yeah. And, you know, we were still able to get seats where we wanted.
Well, that's good.
Speaking of things that people like to watch and major disappointments, have you ever watched an episode of The Sopranos?
I have not.
I have not either. Now, I've seen mob movies like Goodfellas, Godfather, Part of Casino, Billy Bathgate, and Johnny Dangerously.
Why Part of Casino?
I just never got around to finishing it.
Huh. Okay.
You have it?
No.
Oh, never well, seen I can't it. Borrow it from you then. Oh,
no.
Well. Anyway, I don't get HBO, and I know that you don't either.
No.
So that's probably why we've never seen The Sopranos. I do get Showtime. I recommend that for the new series, The Tudors, which isn't a bad series. Also, of course, Penn & Teller's bullshit.
Right.
But
well, and here's the thing. I would watch it on DVD, but they charge close to, what, $100 for one season of The Sopranos?
It's I don't know. I've never looked into it.
Oh,
But I mean, it's wildly popular. I mean, you can't swing a dead cat without hearing a Sopranos conversation going through the day. And I guess the final episode of the entire series aired on Sunday, and it ended very noncommittal. I guess that I was able to pick it up on AOL Video. It showed the last scene, and essentially they're sitting at a diner, and Journey is playing on the jukebox, and it just blinks out. It doesn't even fade to black. It just blinks out.
Like it got turned off?
Exactly.
Truman
In fact,
Show
it made a lot of people freak out and start calling their cable company like, oh my God, my HBO just went out. Instead, that was just how it ended. I assume they're leaving it open so that they can make a movie.
Weird.
Yeah. It was just pathetic. It was almost like the creators, the director, and the writers just said, you know what? We're done. We don't have anything else to show you, so just go away. But,
always stretch out some. I'll bet they did it intentionally to cause people to freak out. That's what I think they did.
You know, if they did, then it's probably the best publicity stunt of any publicity stunt last year, because they've certainly got people a-buzzing.
Yeah.
And really, that kind of stuff happens to me in real life. I hear Journey, and I just kind of pass out. Don't stop, Billy! And I'm back. That happens to me because I hate Journey so goddamn much.
Yeah.
But it does kind of suck this time of year because you get nothing but reruns. No dates with the magic box to be had. There's no new CSI or Greg House. See, and it just feels odd. You know, you find yourself doing stuff and you're like, I should be sitting on my ass watching something. What?
But you're talking...
There's no CSI.
Yeah, so you're talking to a person who doesn't normally watch TV anyway.
At all? You don't have any TV shows that you and my sister watch regularly?
Lost. That's about it. And occasionally we'll catch CSI.
Isn't that a giant piece of shit?
No. It's not.
No?
No. I wish they would be going somewhere with it, but from what I've heard, it's going to last until 2010.
Until Judgment Day and trumpets sound, apparently.
Well, 2010, I think. And they're dropping the number of episodes per season. But
good Lord.
Yeah.
So speaking of going somewhere together, what ended up as the plan for your third anniversary of you being a home wrecker?
Well, you see, here's the thing.
You're broke.
We're broke. So we're basically going up to Grand Junction, which I've never been, so I'm going to get to look around Grand Junction, and then we've got nice dinner planned, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
No big,
where are you going to eat the dinner at?
Famous.
Oh, that's right, because you don't have to pay too much for it.
Well, exactly. I'll be paying more, from the sounds of it, than I would at any other restaurant normally, still. But
possibly.
Yeah, that's the plan for now.
So just going to Grand Junction, huh? Are you going to stay with Grandma?
Yeah, I believe that's the plan.
Hmm.
And we're going to see what there is to see in Grand Junction.
Well, there's the Colorado National Monument. You can go and, I don't know if you're in rock climbing shape, but you can go and climb a few rocks and hang out in the, it's a national park. It's all right. I mean, it's fun to see. There's the, what did I like to do? Well, you can swim in the canal, which is what we did when we were kids and we'd visit.
Right.
When I was a kid, I used to think that Grand Junction was a whole lot of fun, it's just stuff I don't do anymore. So,
right.
Yeah, I think I would say prepare to be bored as hell.
No, I won't be bored. We'll still
sure
find
you
things
will.
No.
Oh, you'll be bored.
No, I won't. You can't make me. No.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, because the things I would like to do, among other things, going to the mall, going to the Mesa Mall, to Aladdin's Castle, playing video games, and then getting a popcorn ball at the caramel corn outside of the Aladdin's Castle.
Right.
I'm not even sure that stuff is still in the mall, so.
I'll check and let you know. I don't know.
Yeah, you let me know. You let me know if the mall is, I'm sure the Mesa Mall is still there, but if the Aladdin's Castle is still right off the food court next to the 1 hour photo and the food court still has a caramel corn.
Okay. I'll make note of that.
Okay. Well, speaking of having fun on vacation, I'm going to be going to Las Vegas here soon. We're going to be there the first week of July when it's roughly 800 degrees outside in the desert. Myself, my wife, my mom, my dad, several mad dogs, and a select group of Englishmen will be enjoying all that early July in Las Vegas has to offer. Among other things, we're going to be driving there in a rented Chevy Uplander. We're going to be staying at Sam's Town, which is a hotel on the Boulder Highway. I see that your dog approves of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be seeing Penn and Teller, Mac King, The Amazing Jonathan, eating at places like the Burger Bar, Austin Steakhouse, Hash House at Go-Go, Memphis Championship Barbecue, Diego, etc. And so it's almost all planned out. It's almost here, only 3 weeks away. We're going to be having all kinds of fun, hanging out with my wife's sister and her husband, Al, who live in Henderson, which is a suburb of Las Vegas. And also going to play some poker, too. My dad and I plan on playing in a tournament or two because Sam's Town has tournaments every single day you can buy into for a mere $45.
Well, awesome.
Yeah. So hopefully I can win a tournament and come back with big-time monies.
That'd be great.
And then maybe if you're nice, I'll pay for you to have an actual vacation.
Well, we talked this over. We're going to start saving now for next year so we can do something. Maybe we'll be crazy and travel actually out of the country. Who knows? We'll see.
Or even in the country for you, that would be crazy, considering your hatred of all things travel.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll be able to save enough between now and then to go to England, man. I mean, I'm not impugning your ability to save or your income, but that's a lot of money. I mean,
I said I've been to England. I didn't say that I was going to go to England.
Yeah, but you went to England not of your own volition. You went at the behest of our country.
I'm pointing out that I have traveled. It's not like...
Yeah, again, but against your will.
So what?
And you've already said on a previous podcast that you fear travel.
Yeah,
you just don't like everything that goes along with travel.
Right. I don't.
So there you go.
Okay.
But as a baseline, if you wanted to take, here's the deal. If you wanted to take a 2-week vacation, fly into Baltimore, drive up to Philadelphia, then to Boston, all the way across to Niagara Falls, then down to Cleveland, into Pennsylvania to Altoona, then to Gettysburg, and then back to Baltimore to fly back home, that costs, if you're frugal and you book everything, all the hotels through Priceline, that costs around $2,000 for the flight, the rental car, the gas, and all the hotels and the food and everything.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you could come in under $2,000 and have a vacation half as cool as that and still have a lot of fun.
Well, I would hope that it'd be well under half of it if I'm going to only have half as much fun.
Half as much fun for half the money.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can always help you book any sort of vacation that you want to have.
True.
I have lots of experience.
I shall use you when the time comes. How about that?
I'm sure you will.
Okay.
I'm sure you will.
I will blame you if anything goes wrong. How about that?
Oh, no, no, there's no blame. I just point you in a direction, and it's up to you to have fun. I mean, I can't
I'm talking about
hold your hand and lead
and
you to fun.
No, the fun, I won't blame you for lack of fun. I'll blame you if there's anything wrong with the travel. How about that?
Outside of things I can't control, like fog.
Right, right.
I mean, fog can screw up your whole vacation if it delays one flight, and then it's a chain reaction, and everything goes to hell.
True.
So pray for no fog.
Okay.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves anyway, because you're not going to be going on any vacation anytime soon.
A year. Yeah, it'll probably be a year.
On our second year podiversary, you'll be going on a big vacation, so we'll have that to talk
about. That's the way to be optimistic.
There you go. Then I'll have to have the Colin bot fill in.
Yeah.
He'll be happy to be dusted off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He might even have new things to say.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
Yeah. Might even work out all the bugs where he just says shit randomly.
That'd be a good thing.
That would be. Or maybe it wouldn't, because I think people dig that whole random shit thing that the Colin bot tends
to do. And who are these people you speak of?
Listener. Obviously, Listener likes it. Listener has been a faithful listener from day one.
Okay.
I mean, duh.
Okay. You said people, though.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah, that's what everybody likes about you.
We're consistently in double digits every day as far as subscriber hits.
Well, good, I guess.
Yeah, see? I'm being optimistic, but I'm also backing it up with facts.
Right.
We have more than one listener. More than one faithful listener, I'm sure. Listeners that would love to send us monies.
Yeah.
Hint, hint.
Yeah, right.
Or even well wishes in forms of comments at our blogs. We just let us know you're there. Come on. Go to sonofcheese.com, leave a comment. Go to fizzleandpop.com, leave a comment. Email me at Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at sonofcheese.com, or even Colin at fizzleandpop.com. He might even check his email, and then he might even pass it along to me, and then we might even know you're there.
Sounds good to me.
How's that
sound? Sounds good to me. That's good. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. I mean, how hard is it, people, to pick up your fingers and type a little comment to listen to the show? Even if you say, you know what, I don't like your show, at least you're leaving a comment. But it would make us feel sad if you didn't like our show. So don't leave that particular comment, but leave a comment. Does that sound too desperate?
Yes. You're
damn. Ooh. I don't care if you guys leave comments. Do whatever you want, please. It's not like I hang on every comment I get.
Oh, no.
It's not like I go looking at my email box, hoping to see another email from HaloScan saying, you've got comments. Oh, no, I don't need that to be complete in my life. So you just do whatever you want. Now, did I go too far the other way with that?
No, I think that's about right.
Okay, good. All right. Perfect.
Yeah. Good. Great.
All right. Well, you've been listening to the first show of the second year of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Wasn't it?
I'm Derek Knight of sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, the mumbling mutterer, Colin Burton from Fizzle and Pop.
I don't mumble.
You were mumbling while I was talking.
It's because you were talking.
Say goodbye, Colin.
Goodbye, everybody.
Okay, we're going to see you back again next Wednesday, listener. So you be here and subscribing to iTunes and listening to the show next Wednesday.